few lines down and you'd give them an aleph. We got to, let's see, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. I think it's the last narrow line there. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, ki hava pasach b'divrei yamim. When he would introduce and give a shir on divrei yamim, you imagine someone giving a shir on divrei yamim. Actually, in Young Israel and Siddur, they have a Navi shir that's been going on for many, many years in Shabbos. So they once asked me to give a shir that week they were up to divrei yamim. Probably one of the only ones in the country who learned divrei yamim.
Right.
So that when he would introduce his shir in divrei yamim, he said, Amar Hachi, he would say the following. Kol dvarecha echad heim, all your words are really one. V'ani yodim l'darshan, and we know how to darshan it. So what does that mean? So look at the Rashi, two lines on the top. He says, Kol dvarecha echad heim, keneged ha-sefer haya omer, he was talking about divrei yamim. Kol dvarecha divrei yamim, all the words of divrei yamim echa achasein, they're all one. Harbe shemos ata maskir, you mention a lot of different names in the psukim in divrei yamim. Ploni uploni v'chulim adam echadim. And the impression is that there are many, many people, but we know how to darshan them properly. It's all referring to the same person. So what's an example of this? The Gemara says, Ishto ha-Yehudaya, Yalda as Yared, the woman whose name was Yehudaya, gave birth to a child named Yared Avi, Gedud, Ves Chaver, another child, Chaver Avi, Shucho, and another child that's Yukisiel Avi Zunuach, Velu B'nei Basia, Baspar, and these are all the children of Basia, Asher Lakach Mered, that Mered bought, or acquired, or married. So my Karila Yehudaya. So why do we say this is the children of Basia? So why in the beginning of the pasuk do we call Basia Yehudaya? Al shum she kafir b'avodah zara, but since she was kofir in avodah zara, she had the name of Yehudaya. But as we said, that's why the Gemara brings it here, because yesterday's daf, for the end, really today's daf, we did it yesterday. Yehuda, Mordechai was called Yehudi since he was kofir b'avodah zara. So the Basia was kofir b'avodah zara, she acquired the name Yehudaya. So Gemara says, how do we know that she was kofer b'avodah zara? The pasuk says, "Vatered bas par l'irchot al yahar," that she went down when she saw Moshe Rabbeinu coming in the teva. She went down to bathe in the river. V'amar b'yochran she yarder l'irchot migilulei beis avia. She came to cleanse herself from the avodah zara of the house of the father. So says the look at Rashi. Rashi writes l'irchot is the first narrow line. L'irchot litbol geirus. She was undergoing geirus. So a number of questions arise from this. So this is called the Matan Torah. Geirus didn't exist. Matan Torah was the first time Geirus existed. So what does that mean that she was undergoing Geirus? So Marsha says, no, she wasn't going through Geirus. She was actually just cleansing herself from the Avodah Zarah, like literally cleansing herself from it, but not through any process of Geirus. Another question that arises is, don't you require three Dayanim? You need a basin. You have to be Tovel in front of a basin for Tefillah to work. So they say, no, there are some poskim who don't require three Lichach B'dyavet. It works with even one person to observe the, or perhaps even do by yourself, it will work b'dyavid at tevila. Okay, but either way, Rashi has a chiddush here that she's undergoing geirus. So the Gemara says, Yalda, Basia gave birth to these people who will see in a moment referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. She gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu, but Haribu Rabisa, she just simply raised Moshe Rabbeinu, but didn't give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara tells us a famous line, this comes up in a few places, Lo Malcha to teach us, that Shekol HaMegadol Yasim Yisoma, anybody who raises an orphan, either a boy or girl orphan, B'soch Beso, Mala Lava Kasach Kilo Yalda, we view it, the Torah considers it as if this person actually had given birth to such a person. So of course she didn't give birth to Moshe, but she raised him. So Yered de Moshe. Yered we know is Moshe. Why? How do we know this? Lama Nikra Shmo Yered. Why was his name called Yered? She Yared Lehem Yisrael Min Man B'yamav, because he brought down the man in his days. So, remember the Gemara and Tainus. Gemara and Tainus told us that there are three matanos that Klai Yisrael had in the Midbar. There was the Mun, there was the Maimon, there was the Anan. And between Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, each of them had a certain zechus, which one was which. So Miriam was zochah to Be'er, and Aaron was zochah to Anan Yaakovot. It was Moshe was zochah to bring the Mun down. So because of that, zechus, he was called Yered. Now for some reason, the Gemara takes out this line. I'm not sure what he fills in. So Rashi says there, Shehorid Torah Li Yisrael. That's what he says. It means, not that he brought down the Mun, but he brought down the Torah, a much greater feat than that of the Mun. So that's why he had the name Yered. See that Os Aleph from the side, in the inside column, at least in our Gemara, it says Hagos Hagra. Then the Gemara says Gedur. Why was his name also called Gedur, Moshe Rabbeinu? Shegadar partuseim shel Yisrael, that he had closed up any of the breaches, anything that they were doing wrong, Moshe created fences for them. So by the way, this is what the introduction of Shimon ben Pazi meant. That although the impression of the pasuk and divrei yamim sound like they're multiple children that Basia had, it's all the same person, all Moshe Rabbeinu, but different names. We know how to darshan why each of these names were appropriate for Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the pasuk also had called Moshe Chaver. Why was his name called Chaver? Shechiber es Yisrael la'avim shebashemayim. He connected them, had them cling to their father in Shemayim, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Sucha was another name listed in the pasuk. Shenaseh lehem Yisrael kesukah, that he served as a protection, a roof for Klal Yisrael. Yukusiel was the name of his. Shekava Yisrael lekel b'yamav, that they showed hope. Yukusiel kava keel, that they showed hope. They hoped in Hashem. They had relied on Hashem during his days. Zinuach, another name of his. Shizniach avonoseim shel Yisrael. This one means that he had cast off, thrown away the sins of Klal Yisrael during his times.
But I understand, because these are, she's saying Yered Avi Gador, V'Schever Avi Socho, V'Schikutel Avi Zanoach. So the name that is given the parsha is only Gador, Chever, and Yekutiel. The other ones are his sins, his kids. Are Moshe's kids?
No, we're about the words. But the very next line is about to ask what the words Avi, Avi, Avi. So three times. What about those words? So Avi, 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 Av b'Torah, Av b'Chochma, Av b'Nevius. He was the father of the Torah, the father of wisdom, and father of Nevius. Now, I guess that one can ask the question: why does the pasuk give us the impression? Why does it want to give us the impression of there were multiple children? Why didn't it just say in one there was Moshe Rabbeinu who had multiple names? So I don't know why they wanted to do that, but sometimes the psukim are meant to be cryptic. I don't know. So then the Gemara says, "Ve'elu b'nei Basia," and all of these children, which we know is all really the same person, b'nei Basia, asher lokach merid. This was Basia who was bought, who was acquired, who was married by merid. V'chi merid shemo, was his name merid? V'halo kalev shemo. He was really his name was Kalev. That's who married Basia. So Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu yavo Kalev. That Kalev, who had rebelled against the advice of the other spies, and it's an appropriate shidduch for him to marry Basparo, who was rebelled against her father's sins of Avodah Zarah. Okay, so that's all that. The reason why we brought that discussion again was because Basia acquired the name Yehudaya, just like Mordechai acquired the name Yehudi, because they were both kofar bevo desar.
Is there like a pashat shad on this pasuk, or there is not? That's why they have to do all this, because it makes no...
Yeah, I can't... Yeah, I don't... I this is probably pashat shad. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I imagine. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to discuss the psukim of the Megillah. Asher hagla Yushalayim. So what does this mean, that he was exiled from Yushalayim, referring to Mordechai? So Amar Rava shegala ma'asma, that he had caused himself to go into Gala. So you look at Rashi. Rashi says five narrow lines down, Shagala me'atzmo, midlok siv asher haya min ha-gola, that he was from the exile, asher ha-glasa, that was exiled. Rather, it says siv asher ha-gla, that he had caused it to happen, im ha-gola mashma shelo haya kishar Yisrael shagala al-karchon. He wasn't forced into exile like other members of Klal Yisrael. Hu gala me'atzmo, he on his own, he put himself into exile. Like Yirmiyah also put himself in exile. He said, "I'm not going to come back until Kadosh Baruch Hu tells me to come back." Now, I'm not sure, but this might be one of the sources of the Satmers as to why they think maybe not go back to Eretz Yisrael until Kadosh Baruch Hu brings them back. They put themselves in exile until Kadosh Baruch Hu says otherwise. I'm not sure if this is right, but it seems to be a similar idea as to their approach in returning to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so then the Gemara says that Bahi Uman as Hadasa. So, Karla Hadassah, Karla Esther. So, the pasuk here refers to her Esther as Hadassah. So, we find that sometimes she's called Hadassah and sometimes she's called Esther. Why the two names? So, Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Esther Shema. Her name is really Esther. V'lama nikra Shema Hadassah. Why was she called Hadassah? Hashem HaTzadikim, she nikra Hadassim, because all Tzadikim were called Hadassim, and she was a Tzadikis. She was among the Hadassim. V'chein hu Omer, so to the pasuk says, V'hu Omer ben Hadassim, and he stood among the Hadassim, he stood among the Tzadikim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hadassah Shema, no, it's the opposite. Her real name was Hadassah. But Lama Nikra Shema Esther, why would she call it Esther? Al Shem Shaisa Mistares Divareha, that she had kept her words secret. Shenemar Ein Esther Megades Es Ama, she did not reveal which nation or her nationality was. So that's what it was. So really her name was Hadassah. Rabbi Nechemi Omer Hadassah Shema, her name was Hadassah, but a different reason as to why she was called Esther. Lama Nikra Esther. Shayu Umos Oholam Konoso Al Shema Estaher. Because the nations of the world would call her Estaher. What does it mean, Estaher?
Ah,
she's as beautiful as the moon. Okay, so Rashi tells us that this Rashi Esther is Yareach, Yafe. Kilavana, she was as beautiful as the moon.
Zihara be'aramit perusho Yareach.
Okay. I guess that makes sense because the moon hides itself, right? Waxes and wanes, so it has the lashon of Esther, so she's as beautiful as the moon. Then Azay Omer Esther lo arucha lo ktsar haisa, she wasn't too long or too tall, we would say, or too short. Ela beinus kadasa, she was just perfect, like a hadas. I guess hadas is considered perfect, just smack in the middle, I guess. I seem to remember somewhere that the reason why she was this way, that's to not draw too much attention. Ring a bell to anybody about this?
That the way she was?
Yeah. That she wasn't too tall, wasn't too short, she was just in the middle, as to not draw attention. No, it doesn't ring a bell?
That doesn't mean much.
Okay. Fine. So then Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer Esther Yarak Rukus Haisa. She was green. Okay. Haisa. Haisa. V'chud shel chesed moshech aleh. And there was a special touch of a grace, as they say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, who made her appear beautiful. So even though she had a greenish complexion, which was not something, she was like a hadassim, that's what she called hadassim, she was like hadassim, which was not would not be attractive, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed a certain amount of chesed to give her an attractive look to everybody. Then the pasuk says, Ki ein lo av ve'em. So she did not have a father or a mother, and the death of her father and her mother. Lovely, why do you have to mention that? If we know she has no father and she has no mother, so of course we know that they had died. So Amar Acha Ibarsa Meis Avia, when her mother was conceived with her from her father, then her father died after conception. Yaldasa Meisa Ima, and then when she was born, her mother had died. So that's what's telling us. Uvamos Avia Vima Lacha Mordechai Lolabas. And when her parents had died, then Mordechai took her in as a daughter. Tana Mishum Rabbi Meir Al Tikrei Labas. Don't call it a bas as a daughter. Labais that he took her in as a house. What does it mean a house? As a wife. V'cheinu Omer Rush Ein Kol Ki Im Kivsa Achas Ketanav Asher Kanav Yechiyav V'Tigla Imo V'im Banav Yachdu Mipisa Tochel U'Mechusa Tisha V'Cheiko Tishkav V'Atilo Kibas. So the Gemara is darshing this apostle that's found in Shmubes, a whole discussion that he took her in as a bas, and he lay down next to her. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Mishum de becheka tishkav havali labas? Because he lay down next to her, that means she was a daughter. I'm going to read the parentheses. Labais, so it means, no, bas there means labais. Ha'achanami labais. So just like there we find the word bias, bas really means bias. So here, by Mordechai and Esther, doesn't mean a daughter. He took her in as a bias, as a house. And we see this, we know from the first mission in Yuma, that bias, beso zu ishto, that bias refers to a wife. And the Gemara says that elsewhere, I think it's in Vamos, why is a woman compared to a bais? Because it says Vayivan, and he built, Kadosh Baruch Hu built Sarah in a structure like an otzer as a storage house and able to hold a child to become pregnant. So you see there's a number of indications that a bais refers to a woman, a wife. Okay, then the pasuk says, Es Sheva Ahanaros, and she had seven maids were helping her. That what's the rest of the pasuk here? It says, where the pasuk go? Sheva Hanaros Haruris Laseis Labi Beis Hamelch Vayishana Es Narosel Litov Bein Anashim. Okay, that this whole different post they would change over each day. So Amar Rava Shaisa Mona Behen Yimei Shabbos, that she would use these seven girls, ladies, maids to help her count the Shabbos. So the Mefarshim asked, she didn't have a calendar. She didn't know how to count to the days of the week that she needed these Naros. That oh, this must be Sunday because this woman's working there. This must be Monday because this woman's working there. So they explained, no, she had to do this because she wanted to hide the fact that she was Jewish and keeping Shabbos. So what would happen? She'd work all 6 days. She'd work all 6 days because the halacha is, even though a woman's a queen, the Mishnah in Ksuvos tells us that a woman's not supposed to be bata from any work. So a woman's bata from all the work, it leads to a raya. So she had to keep herself busy. But during 6 days of the week, she worked. But on Shabbos, she had, of course, had to rest. So if she had the same maid the whole week, they'd say, wait a second, why is she resting on Shabbos? It must be she's Jewish. If she had a different maid for each day of the week, they wouldn't know what she's doing the rest of the week. So the Sunday maid would say, oh, just like she's working today, she's probably working the rest of the week. And the Shabbos maid would say, wait a second, she's resting today, she's probably resting the whole week. She's a queen, she probably doesn't work. So no one would know what she'd be doing on the other days. This way she was able to keep Shabbos properly. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Vayishana es narosel, that she would change, the naros would change, she changed her and she changed her maid changed. What does that mean? So Amar Rav Sheheichila Meichel Yehudi, that she that they fed her kosher food. That's what they changed. They gave her kosher, somehow snuck in kosher food for her. Ushmu Amar Sheheichila Kali Dechazer, that they fed her some type of pig. So it doesn't mean that they fed her types of pig, fat of the bacon. So Rashi explains what this was, but he says Bekonish Sheminis. I'm not sure exactly what it means. A fat piece of bacon, I guess. A bakunish bacon. Okay, that makes sense. Umitoch onsa lo nensha, because there was onus, she wasn't punished. She was onus. She had to eat. So the concept of kadela de chazir is a special heter that they have during milchama, during war. You're allowed to eat nevela. Soldiers are fighting through and they have nowhere, nothing to eat. They're allowed to eat treif machal sasurus. So I'm not sure if this means to say she was onus or this was considered the time of war, shas milchama, and this special heter existed. There's a fascinating content, Nachal Sasurus, one can eat that during war. Other Yisroim are also permitted. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zeronim, she ate these types of seeds. So, I'm not sure what kind of seeds. The article defines them as, just seeds. I don't know what type. There are many types of seeds. Edible seeds, such as peas and beans, has brought down the Ramah. There's therefore a custom on Purim to have Zeronim. It's brought down the Ramah based on this Gemara. V'cheinu Omer, it's also, it says, V'hi ha-meltzer nose es pas bagam, nose lehem Zeronim. So this is regarding Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, that they also, they gave them seeds. So again, this is a situation where they're being housed in the palace, and they refused to have any of the non-kosher food. So all they had was zeronim, which is a safe food to have. They had these seeds, which of course is considered kosher. So too, that's what Esther had done. Then the pasuk says, "Shisha chadashim b'shemen hamor." So 6 months in preparing herself before seeing Achashverosh, she had smothered herself in this type of special oil. My shemen hamor. What exactly is this type of oil? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar. Sateches. So I'm not sure what sateches is. They say here it means balsam, some type of balsam oil. Okay. So Rav Huna Amar Shemen Zayish Lehavishlish is referring to olive oil from olives that didn't reach a third of its growth. So a very, immature staged olive. The oil from there was a special type. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer Anfikin Shemen Zayish. Shlavia Shlish. What does anfakinon mean? I guess anfakinon is what olive, that's another word for this olive oil that comes from this underdeveloped olive. So Lama Sachinosa, why would she put oil on herself? Shemeshir Esasear Umadin Esabasar, it removes the hair and it causes the skin to lighten up and to glow. Okay, then the pasuk says, Be'erv Hibav Avoka Hishava. So the pasuk tells us in Esther that in the evening she would come to the king, and in the morning she would return back and leave. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Migenusa shel Osa Rasha, from the disgrace of that king, Alamanu Shvachel shel, we see his praise, a certain amount of praise, we see him saying positive about him. Shlohaya Mashamish Mitasa B'yom, he wouldn't have relations during the daytime. And that we know the Gemara tells us in a couple of places that a Talmid Chacham doesn't have Tashmish during the daytime, so that's the positive thing we see about Achashverosh. T. Esther Nasasachin, and Esther was that Achashverosh found favor in Esther. So Amar Belazar Milamid Shlachol Echad VeEchad Nidmasalo Kumaso. Actually, that pasuk refers to everyone else had seen great chayin in Esther. How so? Because since she had such a unique look to her, every single person thought that she must have came from their own nation. It was so unclear to tell where she came from, how she looked. So, Vatilkach Esther el Melch Achashverosh el Beis Malchuso, Bechodesh HaAsiri hu Chodesh Teves. So, and finally, Esther's turn was came to go present herself in front of Achashverosh. It was during the 10th month, during Teves. So, the Gemara explains, Yareach Shenena Guf Me'aguf. This is a special month where one guf gets enough from another guf because these nights, they were cold nights and they were long nights. So, there was a big south of the Shema. Dafkar during those nights was when Esther was brought forward to the king. Vayehav HaMelech as Esther, and he fell in love with her. He called Nashim from all the women he loved her most. Vatisa chen v'chesed l'fanav mikol ha-besulos. And he found favor in chesed more so than any other woman that he met with. So Amar Rav, b'keish l'tom tam besula. So what does it mean mikol b'sulo? So Rav says, depending what he wanted, litam latam b'sulo, tam ula b'ula tam, if he wanted to have relations with someone who's b'sulo, he had that choice. If it was with a b'ula, he had that choice as well. That's what the pasuk means, mikol b'sulo. V'yas ha-melech mishcha gadol. So the king made a tremendous, a huge feast. Why? So he did this, avid mishcha v'lo galya, he wanted to make a party, to hopefully to appease and to find favor in Esther, that she should reveal which nation do you come from, where are you from? But lo galya, but she didn't reveal to him. Dali karga. So then he removed all taxes in her name, and in the name of my queen Esther, no one has to pay taxes. And he's hoping to reveal her name in that way, reveal where she came from, and still lo galya. Then shader padishenu. He sent gifts throughout the nation, throughout his countries, but lo galya. But they didn't. She still didn't reveal where she came from. And then Pasuk says, "Uvi kafetz besulos shenish." So then the maidens were gathered together yet a second time. What does that mean, a second time? So Azel Shakal ate to me Mordechai. He wanted to ask advice from Mordechai. How in the world could I get Esther to tell me where she comes from? So Amar Ein Isha Miskana El Beyer Chaverta. The only thing that really could get to a woman is if you get her to be jealous, get another, marry another woman, a second wife, and she's going to get jealous. So he goes ahead and does that. Despite that fact, he went ahead with the advice of Mordechai. Lo Galulei. She still did not reveal where she came from. She stood firm. She did not reveal where her origin was from. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, "Lo yigra mit tzaddik me'enav"? Hashem does not withdraw His eyes from a tzaddik. It's a pasuk that's found in Iyov. So b'schar tznius shehaisa ba b'rachel. Because Rachel was so tzanua, she was zocha to be the great-great-grandmother of, ultimately, Shaul. And uvishar tznius shayisa b'Shaul, because the great tznius that Shaul had displayed, zocha v'yatza mimeno, Esther came from Shaul, who Shaul came from Binyamin. We know Esther, again, Esther and Mordechai were related. Mordechai came from Binyamin. Shaul came from Binyamin. So we see that they all came from the same tribe. So my tznius haisa b'Rachel, what was the great modesty that Rachel displayed, that she was zocha to be the great-great-grandmother of, ultimately, Shaul, the first king of Klal Yisrael? Tichsiv v'yageid liYaakov l'Rachel ki achi aviyahu. So Yaakov said to Rachel that I am the brother of your father. So Gemara says, not really true. V'chi achi aviyahu? Halo ben achos aviyahu. You're the son of the sister of her father. He was a first cousin of Rachel, not an uncle of Rachel. So what does this mean? El Amar La, so Yaakov said to her, Min Savali. He said, marry me. Amar La, ain't me in? I like to, but me Abba Ramahu, but my father's a trickster. Well, he's not going to let me marry you. Below Yachle, he won't permit me to marry you. Amar La, Achivani Baramah, so I'm his brother in terms of deceit. I could also trick him, I could play his game. So Amar La, Umishar La Tzadikah L'Skui B'Ramah. So Rachel says, is a Tzadik really allowed to trick? Are you allowed to play that game? I'm like, yes, it's permitted. I'll tell you how. The pasuk tells us, "Im navor titavar vim ikesh titabel." With a pure person, you should act purely, and with a person who's crooked, you should act crooked. You should really play the same game you're playing up against your enemy. So I'm like, "Umay ram yusa." So Yaakov asked her, "So what exactly? In what way is he going to try to trick me?" So she responds back to Amar La, "Isli achsa the kashisha minai. I've got an older sister, lo min sevele mikama, and he's not going to marry me before he marries her off." So Masla Simanim, so Yaakov gave over certain Simanim. The discussion of Mfarshim, what exactly Simanim he gave over, the Ariza writes that he gave over the three mitzvahs that a woman's chayiv to do, Nida, Halakas Ner, and Hafashas Chalap. Those three mitzvahs were the Simanim. I guess he wanted her to mention, under the chuppah, to mention those three mitzvahs. Those were the Simanim. So others explain that the Simanim were that she was supposed to touch his right leg, right toe, right finger, thumb or something. The whole process of like pressing buttons almost, that was the code to know that it was Rachel and not anybody else. Okay, so they got married. As we know, the story goes on. Kimata Leila that night arrived, and Hashem Mikasei Achasai, but my sister Leila is going to be so embarrassed. What am I supposed to do? Misar Tinu Nehele. So if I know that Lavan's tricking him, Lavan's making Leila marry Yaakov. What's going to happen is that evening, she's not going to know the signs. She's going to get embarrassed. So Rachel therefore gave the signs to Leah as not to embarrass her. So Masartin and Nehele passed over the signs. V'hainu dechse, that's what the pasuk means. Aviva Bokir is only in the morning. V'hinei Leah. He woke up in the morning and the sunlight came, and that's not, that wasn't Rachel. That was Leah. So shouldn't he be known the night beforehand? Because Leah didn't have the simanim. So you see from here, Michlal da'ad hashalaveh Leah. Up until now, it wasn't Leah. Why didn't he know it wasn't Leah? Ela mitoch simanim shemasu Rachel Leah, because the simanim that Rachel had given over to Leah, lo haviyada ad hasha, it wasn't until the morning that he saw her face that in fact it wasn't Rachel, it was Leah. So fikach, therefore, because of this great sneas and the modesty that she displayed by not wanting to embarrass her sister, zach saviyata mimena shal, she zochet to have shal come from her. So then we see Shaul also had the same mida of Rachel, that he also had tznius, and that he was ultimately zochah to have Esther come from him. Matznius haisa b'shal. What was the great modesty that Shaul exhibited? So the matter which Shmuel had told, he did not tell anybody else. So what's it talking about? Shmuel told him that he's going to be king. So his uncle asked him what exactly where you were, and he didn't tell him, because Shmuel told him not to reveal this just yet. So that was sneis that he kept. So we see from here, sneis doesn't always mean the way a person dresses, the way a person acts. It also means in terms of the way you speak. It's also sneis. That's considered a humble way of speaking, holding back certain things. So the pasuk says, Zacha, therefore, the Gemara concludes, Zacha, therefore, he was Zochah to Esther, and as you know, Esther also had the same idea, the same midah of tznius. She didn't reveal where she came from. Okay, so some of the farshim ask, well, as to why Yaakov, if the minhag was not to marry a younger sister before an older sister, so why was Yaakov so willing to marry Rachel before Leah? Didn't he also hold of this halacha of marrying off? That's a question that they ask. So one answer that's brought down here is that because they were gerim, they were considered gerim, there's no longer considered sisters anymore, and there's no older younger sisters anymore. That's what happens after gerim. So brothers no longer a brother, and a sister no longer a sister. Even though yes, biologically they're brothers and sisters, halachically we don't view them as being sisters. Therefore, he wasn't concerned as to what was going on.
But at the moment that before they got married, they were not gerim yet.
At the moment before the gerus didn't take place until marriage.
Right.
I guess they must have had converted. I don't know exactly how it worked, but I guess they got converted before the marriage.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's another interesting answer that Pardes Yosef brings down, a very well-known gra. The gra says that Leah was older. She was born first. The gra has whole chiddush that no. It goes based on conception. So really, the Rashi says that a zera goes into, he has the mashal of going inside like a tube.
Right.
So the zera, which gets born last, is really conceived first. And since Rachel came out last, she was really conceived first. So she was really the older one.
But that's only when it's twins.
It's only if it's... No, they were, but Rachel and I were twins. Oh, right, exactly, we're in twins. Right. That's true. We're not twins.
That's the explanation why Yaakov...
exactly,
was,
right.
...holds the... was Zaycha to the Bechor.
Oh, it says they were twins here.
Oh, it says that they were twins? I never heard of that.
Uh-huh. Okay, he says they were twins. Okay, so if they're twins, right.
If they're twins, yes. I heard the word twins.
No. Not either. Okay, but you're right. But the Gra's line is talking about Yaakov and Esav, why Yaakov was Zochah to it, because he was really conceived first.
Right.
Okay. So I'm not sure what the basis is that they were twins. Okay, the Gemara continues and says now, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kesher Kadosh Baruch Hu Posek Gedula L'Adam, Kadosh Baruch Hu assigns a certain greatness to a person, Posek Levanov Vlevanov Ad Sof Kaldoros. This is assigned to his descendants to come. So now this, by the way, might serve as a riot. There's a big discussion whether or not there's a concept of Yerusha by Rabbanus. Yerusha by other things of being a Rebbe of a Hasidisha dynasty, for example. Or being a Rebbe of a Shul or a Chazan. These types of things. Is there such a concept of Yerusha? So that's a discussion among the Poskim. This Gemara seems to be that it does pass on from generation to generation. Shinemar, V'yoshivim lanetzach v'ayigbahu, and he establishes them forever and exalts them and raises them up. But if a person becomes so haughty because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashvil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashvil him, shenemar vim asrim bazikim, that if they are bound in chains. So this is if anyone reads the Geres HaRamban, he takes this phrase from the Gemara here, that Ramban's writing to his son how to be an anav, how to go about your life. So he says a person should always be mashvil himself, because if you're mashvil yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be magbil you. But if you're magbil yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mashvil yourself. So always be mashvil yourself, and that's the way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to raise you up. The Gemara Darshan is the next pasuk in Esther, Mordechai Esther Osa, and whatever Mordechai told her, Esther did exactly what he had said. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Shai, some Mara Dam Nida LeChachamim, that she would show her Maros the Dam, whether it was Nida to the Chachamim. Kasha Haisa V'amana Ito, just as she was when she was raised with him. So she would continue to do everything that was done when she was with the house of Mordechai, she would do while she was in the house of Achashverosh. So Amar Rabba bar lema shaisa omedes mechekel shel achash verosh betovelas yosheves mechekel shel Mordechai. So this tells us that she would be with Achashverosh for one night, and then after leaving Achashverosh, she would go to sit and go to the mikvah, and then go to be with Mordechai. So there's a small little tosos here, the top tosos is kind of like isolated there. But Tovelos of the Yosheves Bechekel Shem Mordechai, he asks, Vim Tomar Halo Havisham Havchanish Losh Chalashim Shere Bechol Yom Haya Osa Rashim Vatsoy Etzla. The lacha is that a person, let's say a woman becomes a widow. So she's not allowed to get remarried or divorced. She can't get remarried for another 3 months because then you can't tell who the child is from, which husband it's from. So you have to wait 3 months. So here, since Achashverosh was always with her every single day, and there's never a 3 month distance between her and Mordechai, how is it possible? So he says, "V'yishomer shayisa mishameshes b'moch." She would be mishameshes b'moch, and therefore couldn't become pregnant from Achashverosh. The others say that no, she never had tashmish with Mordechai. The line simply says, "V'yosheves b'chekel shem Mordechai." She just was with Mordechai, but not necessarily with tashmish with Mordechai. So then the Gemara says, next pasuk, by Yamim Mahem, those days, when Mordechai Yoshev Bishar Melech cuts off Bixen Veseresh. It was those days that Bixen Veseresh got very angry, and they're sitting in at the gates of the king, outside the palace. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Hiksev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon Alav Adav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the master to be angry with his servants. Why? La'asos Ratzon Tzadik, in order to fulfill the righteous, the Tzadik. Umanu Yosef, this is Yosef, Shenemar. And it says, and there was a Hebrew among us. So what's going on here exactly? So avadim al adonehem, lasos neis latzadik. So he caused that the servants be angry with their master in order to create a neis for the tzadik. Manu Mordechai, therefore to Mordechai, dichsev ayvada adaver the Mordechai. So what's going on here? So sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu caused the master to be angry at the avadim, and that's referring to Yosef. That he was thrown into the pit. That was purpose, that his master thrown in the pit, so he could end up meeting the Sar Mashkim and lead ultimately to the redemption, or to him coming out and showing, becoming second in command to Paro. That was although it sounded bad, that was a good thing. And sometimes he causes the Avadim to be angry at the master in order to create the Nes of a Tzadik, that in this case, the Bixen Veseresh, where the Avadim became angry at Achashverosh in order to allow for Mordechai and the Nesim to be performed. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bixen Veseresh Shnei Tarsayim Havu. They were Tarsians. By Yom Sapin Belash and Tursi. They were speaking in this language, the Tarsian language. Vomim Miyom Shabas Zu Lo Reinu Shena Bainenu. And they said, we've been working so hard that we never get any sleep. So Bava Natayel, Eris Besefel Kadesh Yamas. Let's put some poison in the bowl of Achashverosh in order to kill him. They were not aware that Mordechai was one of the members of the Sanhedrin. And Hayayoda B'Shivim Lashon, one of the requirements, prerequisites to making it on the Sanhedrin is you have to know all 70 languages of the world. So Mordechai knew all languages, including Tarsha. So Amri Lei, one said to the next, Halo Ein Mishmarti Mishmartach Hashave. But the problem is, our posts are very different, and none of us are going to get to become free. I mean, if I'm working, and you're working, so he says, Amri Lo, Ani Eshmer Mishmarti, I'm going to watch over your guard, Mishmartecha, I'll watch over my guard and your post, and you'll go ahead and take care of everything. So that's the pasuk means when it says vayivu kash hadavar vayimatzei, and the matter was investigated and found out, meaning shalom nimsu bishmartan, he found out that people were missing the posts. That's how they're able to figure out who was behind the poisoning of Achashverosh's bowl. Then achad ma'ila, after these matters, what's the rest of the pasuk? So the rest of the pasuk is ha'ila gidal melech Achashverosh et Haman hamdasa va'agagi va'nasu v'yasum eskisa ma'akah sarim asheito. He had appointed Haman, the head of the palace. So what do you mean after these words? So Amar Rava, Acha Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Refuah L'Maka. After Kadosh Baruch Hu created the remedy, the way out of the Maka, so then he was able to create the Maka and appoint Haman in place to create the Maka. But he'd only create the Maka, the bad thing, if the Refuah was first in place. Damar Rish Lakish Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maka Es Yisrael. He only hits and... unless he creates some remedy beforehand. So when he creates the refu of a kaisel, only then will he create or reveal the sin of Ephraim. Here also, he put everything into place, the great the rise of power of Mordechai beforehand, before actually putting Haman into place of the bad part that would happen to Klaisel. Aval umas olam eno came, when it comes to the rest of the world, it's not that way. Mak osan v'achakach Bower Lehem Refuah. First, he hits them, and then he creates the remedy afterwards. Shenemar v'nagaf Hashem es Mitzrayim. He will smite Mitzrayim and nagaf Rafa, and then only afterwards will he heal the Mitzrayim. Va'ives ba'anav l'shalach yadav b'mordechai levado. And it seemed very disgraceful in the eyes of to lay hands on Mordechai alone. So this is referring to Haman. He didn't want to just kill Haman alone. Haman didn't want to kill Mordechai alone. So Amar Rava b'tchilan, initially, Haman wanted to be Mordechai levado. Haman only wanted to kill Mordechai. But then, lasov, afterwards, ba'am Mordechai, then he wanted to wipe out the entire nation of Mordechai. U'manu rabbanan. And who was this? This were the rabbis. He wanted to kill all the rabbis. U'lasov, in the end of the day, b'chol ha'yudu, Yehudim, afterwards, he wanted to kill all the Jewish people. So then he casts some lots. Actually works out well. I'm giving a shir this coming Shabbos on the Goral Hagra. So it's very much related to the story of Purim as well. So he peel poor hua goral. He cast a lot to figure out which month to kill the Jews. So Tana Kaven Shinafel poor Bechodesh Adar. So once he reached the month of Adar, Sameach, he's very, very elated. Simcha Gedola, a very big happiness. Amar Nafel the poor Bierich. B'yerach Shemes, but Moshe, this is the month that Moshe died in, so he's very happy. However, Loha Yodeh, he didn't know, Shebeshiva Ba'adar Mes, Ubeshiva Ad Ba'adar Nolad. It was the same month he was born also, so Rashi explains here, Ubeshiva Ba'adar Nolad, Dichsiv Ben Me'a V'esm Shana Anoch Hayom. Today, I am 120. He died on the very day that he was born. Hayom Milo Yimei Vishnosai Kedai Haleda Shetekap Elamita, that my Leda, my being of my born, my birth should be able to override at the kapara of my misa. So we see that as a great zechus and adar. So the farshim want to understand why Haman knew about the day of death but didn't know the day he was born. I'm not sure the answer to that, but
that's an interesting answer. He says that he really knew he was born. He knew he was born in adar. He knew he died in adar. But it's for someone to be born and die in the same month, and it not to be the same day, is actually it's a ganai. It's not a shvach, because it could have been the same day. So you're so close, you're in the same month, and it's not the same day. And it says that when Moshe was born, the room was filled up with light.
Right.
So we see that like Moshe was born, it was at night, and then he died during the day. By the goyim, they count the night after the day. So he thought it was Vav and Zion. It wasn't the same day, and it's a Kenai, because why is it the same month and not the same day? It would be Mechaper if it was the same day. Well, my, it's a Kenai.
Very interesting. It's a good one. Okay, always count you for a good Meshech Chachma. Okay. Now there's also another question they point out is the Medrash tells us that during the various months, every single month had a certain zechus as to why it did fall out. Like, you know, Tishrei, of course, the Yom Tovim and Nisan. And Makat Cheshvan, in terms of, I guess, Haman trying to calculate which month. So Cheshvan, he said, oh, well, I can't do it in this month because it has the Zechus of Sarimenu, her Yortzeit, is Yudal Cheshvan, so that can't be a good month. So why then by Sarah was the Yortzeit considered a Zechus, but by Adar, the Yortzeit Moshe Benu was not considered a Zechus? That's a question the Mepharshim asked. So what's the answer? Because since the Gemara, the Pasuk says that she had died because she heard about the Akedas Yitzchak. That's what caused her death. So mentioning her Yortzeit is always a way of bringing back the Zechir of Akedas Yitzchak. And that, of course, is a big Zechus. That's why every single morning people have the costume to say Akedas Yitzchak. And so that's why that was unique in terms of the Yortzeit. But generally speaking, a Yortzeit of someone is not considered a Zechus. There's a Tosfos Nazir, I think, that says the Yortzeit Moshe Benu is considered a day of Simcha, though. That's why we don't say Tachanun on it. So even then, it sounds like even the Yortzeit alone of Moshe Rabbeinu was also considered a day of Simcha. Okay. Anyways, the Gemara continues and says he was very happy, and he didn't know, again, that this was the, although it was the day that he had died, it's also the day and the month that he was born. So Yeshna Amechad. So when Haman's complaining to Achashverosh, she said, we have this one nation. There's a certain nation, a particular one, that Amar Rava Lekad Yada Lishna Bishal Bakaman. There's no person who knew Lashon Hara as great as Haman. He was the greatest slanderer that existed. Amarlei, Ta Nichlenu, he says to Achashverosh, come, let's destroy Nichlenu, let's wipe them out. Amarlei, Achashverosh says to them, Mistafina Me'elokav, I'm scared of their God. Delo Le'avid Be'i Kedavdik Kamei, I don't want them to do to us what he did to previous nations. So Amalei Yasha Mina Mitzvahs, but they're sleeping. They're not doing the mitzvahs anymore. They're not doing the mitzvahs. Amalei it's Beit Rabbanim. Don't they have rabbis who are doing the mitzvahs? So Amalei Am Echad, and they're all the same. Even the rabbis aren't doing the mitzvahs properly. So what do you mean they were sleeping from the mitzvahs? I saw brought down somewhere that they weren't doing the proper kavana of the mitzvahs. They lacked the proper kavana. They didn't have that. Therefore, it wasn't serving as protection for them so much. So Shemar Tomer Karchani Yosef B'malchuscha. Haman continued to say, well, maybe you think I'm going to make a big, like a bald spot in your kingdom. I'm going to wipe out a huge section of the Jews, and that's going to be a detriment to your kingdom. Mefuzarim heim beina Haman. You know, they're not in one location. They're dispersed throughout. No one's going to even notice that they don't exist anymore. Shema Tomer is Hana Minayo, but maybe there's going to be certain Hana that can be gotten from produce something positive that we're going to be missing out on. Mefura, no, they're very Mefura, which means Kifreda, like a mule zoo, She'ina Osaperos, it's like a mule can't produce children, so that's how they're Mefura, they're like a Preda, they don't produce anything positive. The Shema Tomer Ika Midinasa, maybe you're going to say there's a Minayo, there's a small province made up of them, and maybe it will be considered, although not a large bald spot, but maybe a small bald spot. Tamalomar bechol midinos machusecha. They're dispersed throughout all the various nations. They're not just one location. So v'adasem shonus mikol am. Also, their rules, the whole set of rules, are very different than the rest of the people under your ruling. V'lo achli minad. They don't eat from our food. And v'lo nesbi minad. They don't marry our women. V'lo mincha v'lon. They don't give us their children to marry our women or their women to us. So they don't intermarry. They don't do the follow the rules of the king. They always say b'shai pei. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, "What do these Rashi tables mean?" Rashi says, "The mafki le b'lashasa b'shai b'hai," which means Shabbos hayom, Pesach hayom, v'anu asur b'melacha. It's kind of like what goes on now. I have Shabbos. I got to leave early on Friday. I got Pesach. I got Sukkot. I've got this day. I got that day. The same times existed then that they have nowadays. They're always saying I've got an excuse not to work. They don't do anything productive. V'lamelch ein shovel hanicham. And there's no benefit for the king to keep them. There's no good for them. They eat and they drink and they make fun of the throne. If a bug falls in, they're going to take the bug, throw out the bug, and they're going to drink it. But if the master, if the king himself, touches their bottle of wine, their cup of wine, they throw it to the ground and don't drink it. So they think the king is worse than the bug. If it's good for the king, write me a letter allowing me to destroy them. I'm going to pay you in return 10,000 talents of silver. So Amar Rish Lakish says, it was clear to Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, he knows everything that's going to be in the future. That he's going to pay shkalim for destroying Klai Yisrael. Therefore, he wanted to preempt them by giving the Klai Yisrael a mitzvah, zechus hashkam, to help prevent them from the evil advice of Haman. That's what the Mishnah says, be'achar ba'adar mashmin al shkom va'aklaim. In the month of Adar, is dafka, when they start announcing, you have to start collecting the shkom. Dafka and Adar, before to preempt the ideas of Haman. Okay, it's, I may we'll carry over to the next page, the top of the next page at least. So Melech says, okay, fine, give me the money, and then you could do whatever you please with this nation. So Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, Mashal de Achashverosh v'Haman l'mad davadom. What is this relationship? What is this compared to? What's the mashal of Achashverosh and Haman? The Shnev ne'adam le'echad hayal al-tail b'soch sadeu. It's compared to two people. One person has a mound of dirt in his field which gets in the way. Le'echad hayal al-charetz b'soch sadeu. The other person has a ditch in his field. So what do you do? So Baal Charetz Amar, the one with the ditch, says, Mitein li tal zeh b'damen. Who's going to give me some mound of dirt that I could buy to fill in my hole? And Baal Tel Amar, Mitein li charetz zeh b'damen. Who's going to allow me to get rid of this mound and put it in a ditch? So some days later, they ended up meeting each other. Amalo Baal Charetz Lebaal Hatel, Macholi Tilcha, sell me your mound. Amalo Tol Osa Bechinim Halvai, just keep your money and let's just switch. Give me the dirt, fill in my ditch, and we'll call it a day. And that's exactly what happened. So Achashverosh said, okay, great, I don't want the Jews, you don't want the Jews, let's just get rid of them and we'll all be fine. Okay, so we'll stop here.
Gemara at the end again says,